Now Media Station.
Sports, sports, sports,
sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, I think we're going to do just that. A little Monday Night Football action last night. A lot of other stuff going on. So let's just jump right in. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Bauer, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. It just rolls off now. Aaron Raybould, the Voldemort.
It just feels right.
If you want to get in today, we're in studio. You can call 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. And if Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And because we're in studio, you can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Just if you're on Twitch, go to ESPN 975. If you're on ESPN975.com, go to Twitch. That's simple. It's a Tuesday. Let's have some fun. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff. What's happening with you, Freddie?
I am so fired up. I can't wait for this
about
trip.
What?
Going to Los Angeles.
Oh.
Already got my whole trip planned out, and it's going to be a blast. I've not been to Los Angeles in 15 years.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm excited. I've already got my poker plans.
Is it true you were out there during the time of the Manson murders?
I was, you know.
Is it true you were questioned? And released.
I partied with Charlie and the guys back when I was four.
Okay.
So I was, it's funny.
Seems suspicious.
I watched that Mindhunter episode with whoever that was. It was Manson.
Mm-hmm.
Was terrific. I mean, he nailed it.
The episode with the Dean Corll, the Houston Candyman.
Yeah.
That kind of creeps you out, doesn't it?
It does, because when I was, that one was before my time, too.
Was actually. It?
Yeah, it was, because that was
the early 70s, right?
Yeah, but I was like 5 or 6, so I didn't really know about it but that was one of those things that parents would use to scare you. The Candyman will get you.
I mean, that's what, I guess you were, he was going after like teenage boys.
Yeah, I would have been too young.
Yeah, you were too young for his taste.
But, you know, I was an attractive kid. I mean... Yeah, I was an attractive kid. I got old. It happens.
Yeah, puberty was very difficult on you, I believe.
I was okay.
Things went awry around that point.
No, everything was fine.
I think you were a cute kid until puberty, and then it was a disaster.
No, I was pretty good up until I was about 27, 28.
Oh, okay. Lasted longer than I would have thought.
Yeah, well, it's like once I got married the second time, I let myself go, and that was the end of it.
Oh.
It's never been able to recover. That's why you don't get married.
I've always heard guys say, I let myself go, and their bodies get out of shape. But how did you let your face go?
Well, that that just happened. It's one of those things.
It seems like a difficult move, but you seem to have mastered it.
Well, we just did, 5 or 6 videos?
5 videos.
So.
Which seems like a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't like this new thing where Brandon... has gotten to where it's just you and I in the studio and there's no moderator.
Yeah.
I don't like that. We need to go away from it. You need to tell him you're the editor. You need to just say,
yeah,
it's
kinda,
not working for me.
I kind of let them do their own thing the videos.
It's always the worst timing. Like when I've got, when things are really falling apart, that's when they're like, oh, hey, I get the back of the hand knock. That's how somebody knocks when they're like, they know they're bothering you, but they wish they didn't have to do this, but they're going to. It's like with their palm facing their face. I always get that knock from Brandon when it's time to do the sports map videos because he knows that. I feel like Brandon knows I'm a pretty busy dude.
Yeah.
But he also at the same time doesn't care. So it puts him in an awkward position.
Right.
I understand. But and then now he's like, I just want to go in there and I want it to be really simple. I liked it when Raheel would go in there with us and just ask us questions.
Yeah, and then we go back and
the
forth.
Show. And then
now I actually have to work because
it's
I have
like an
to set it up
now. Yeah.
But the thing is, neither of us really like doing the videos, but I have to admit, we've gotten pretty good at them. I mean, I think the content's really, really good. So
yeah.
They'll be rolling out over the next few days, and you can check them out on Sports Map. And you can check out the hairline, which is slowly getting better. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So I have a column that we'll hit in the morning on the whole D'Eriq King thing.
Okay.
Now
you feel like you've got enough information to put one out
there?
Yeah,
I think now that I've – it's more an opinion on – I think this is the first instance of tanking in college football. But I want to get too much into it because I'd like you to read the column because it's very good and I spent some time on it this afternoon. But, I think in the end, it really does make a ton of sense. I also think that, the kid who's going to start, Clayton Tune's one who came in for D'Eriq King last year, it'd be good for him to get an opportunity to play. I don't think they're going to be as awful as I thought they were going to be yesterday.
Oh, I do.
I think they're going to win some of those games that where they won't be favored, but I also don't think they're winning enough games to go to a bowl game.
Almost certainly not.
So, I think, but like North Texas is not any good. I've seen enough of North Texas this year. I'm not going to be shocked at all if they don't go up there and beat them. And UConn, we know they can beat them, but I would say zero chance against Memphis, UCF, Navy. Six losses right there.
But I mean, you said,
and Cincinnati's probably a no chance too.
You said a week ago, Tulane's not that good.
Well, they're not. Yeah, that's not a game you should have lost.
But you did, and that was with D'Eriq King.
Yeah, well, that's also what you call a choke job, AJ. I mean, they were the better team. I think the timing of it makes a lot of sense to say, hey, okay, let's reset for next year. But boy, if you don't do it next year, actually, I'm sure you get all these emails too from PR flags that are saying, hey, check this out, or do you want to interview this person? I got one from a guy today, and it's kind of an interesting thing talking about bad beats.
Mm-hmm.
So they have listed all of the bad beats from the start of the year. Houston, Tulane, you want to care to know where that ranks? 21st on their list of bad beats.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Tulane didn't lead that game until...
Yeah, and even then... You could cover if you make a tackle and they have to kick a field goal. So I lost money on that, but I'm not going to complain too much because tied for 18th, Louisiana Tech versus Florida International.
You got that one. You were on the right side.
It's on the right side of that moose. So it does even out. As much as people complain about bad beats, whenever things come down to that close. So like in this case, yeah, I thought the Tulane game was a bad beat, but then you put a bad beat on somebody else.
Yeah, it usually finds a way to even out.
Care to guess the number one sports bad beat so far in 2019? And I'll give you a hint.
It's not, is this, I thought this was just college football.
No, this is every sport.
Oh.
Yeah, so those are pretty highly rated for every sport.
Yeah, that is strong.
So I'll give you a hint. It's a sport you know and love very well. Well, you know and bet very well.
College basketball.
College basketball it is. I had forgotten about this one.
I don't know. You'll have to help me out.
Okay.
Because I forgot it, too.
Hint, tournament. Pretty deep in the tournament.
God, I don't even know.
Okay, well.
Because I don't remember what the point spreads were.
Yeah, they've got Auburn, Virginia as the number one bad beat of the year. If you recall how that game went. Number two was Purdue, Virginia.
Yeah.
So
Virginia,
they had a couple
I'm not going to complain too much because Virginia has... Virginia was good to me because they won the tournament. I predicted they would win the tournament, and things worked out. But they caught their share of luck over the course of that tournament, certainly.
Just some of the others, which I kind of found fascinating. Well, they had number three is the Bruins versus the Maple Leafs, which thanks for rubbing that in my face, too. But Rams-Saints, number five, tied for fifth. And... Andrew Luck retirement outright is listed as 11th.
I'm starting to question the validity of this list.
Yeah. Well, I like the fact that it had Tulane versus Houston on there. So, anyway, just thought I'd pass that along because it's a lot of college basketball, which I think college basketball has got some more variance to it than most of the other sports. But
I'll throw one at you from that tournament. I remember the Kentucky-Wofford game where it was like a two-point game with 18 seconds, 19 seconds left in the game.
Yeah.
And it was Wofford plus like 5.5. And Kentucky ends up winning by 6 in like the most disgusting fashion. I remember that one being pretty bad. Yeah, it's funny. The game, I guess maybe because I bet on that game. So it's funny that I remember the bad beats that I won or that I lost on, but those Virginia bad beats, I don't remember because
I had them to win the tournament. Yeah. And that's the thing. I always try to tell people.
It's a lot easier to remember the ones that go against you.
Oh, God, it's just poker hands. Yeah, you remember every bad beat you've ever taken, and you don't remember every bad beat you've put on somebody else, which has happened. Now, that I think happens a little less often because I don't usually, I try not to get my chips in unless I think I'm ahead. So I always feel like I take more bad beats there than I put on people, but it doesn't mean that never happens.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember in particular that I put on a dude. It wasn't quite runner, but it was, making trips on the river with a garbage hand. That I had shoved with, and he had called me way ahead. And I'm like, oh, well, good call. And then I got really lucky. I remember that. But that's about it. Don't remember too many. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
But one of the ones from college football season that has kind of jumped out at me so far was that Northwestern-Stanford game where, like, 20 seconds left in the game, it was like Northwestern plus 6.5. And they were down by a field goal, and their quarterback fumbles in the end zone, and Stanford picks it up, and then they cover. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's the worst. Like turnovers on the goal line, and yeah, and there's games where you've had that situation, and somebody gets a pick six on the goal line, and it changes everything. Those are really bad. You don't forget those.
I remember texting you after Florida International. I was like, oh. You may have pulled a rabbit foot out here because
I didn't see the game. I was at that charity poker tournament.
It was going to be it would have been a pretty crappy beat for you had you lost it, but it became an even worse beat that you won it.
Yeah, but I'm not complaining.
Yeah,
I that charity poker tournament I was in was a lot of fun. It was the Wade Smith charity thing, and I was playing for John McClain. So the other celebrity at my table.
How'd you do, Freddie?
Well, I played two hands all night. I was so card dead, it wasn't funny.
That's not what I called you in for. Yeah. I'd hoped you'd really make a good showing for me.
I think I was the second celebrity. I think Maria Ho, there might have been one other one that was still
Don't
alive.
Call her that.
No, that's her name. She's
She's a nice lady.
Well, I don't know. I don't know her. I just know she's all over television.
But you feel comfortable calling her Maria Ho.
Well, that's her name. So if I were her, I might have changed it, but that's okay. She was playing, but Cecil Shorts was the other celebrity at my table. And I found out.
Are you a better player than Cecil Shorts?
I found out he learned how to play that day online.
Oh,
so
boy.
I was able to double up off of him when I was the big blind with 4-7 and I flopped 2-pair. Mm. And I just kept firing all the way to the river. And he calls me all the way down with 4-6. And so that was it. I didn't play another hand until I was it was well after the break, and
did you knock Cecil Shorts out?
No, he'd gotten lucky like three times and had a bunch of chips. But I'm just sitting there going, what the hell is this guy calling me?
You were
with?
Taking advantage of the noobs.
Yes, I was.
How'd that feel?
Felt good because it was the only bleeping hand I played until the blinds were 1,000, 2,000, and I'm sitting there with about 8 and I'm really hesitant to shove because there's a bounty on me.
Right.
Because you're going to get called.
Somebody's going to call.
And so I get ace king and shove and get called by pocket threes and, flop the gutter, had basically 10 outs twice.
You kind of know when that happens, where it's headed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got two callers and one guy had 7-5 and somebody had pocket threes. And I'm like, okay, this is, I was kind of rooting for the guy with 7-5 because he was a lot of fun and was very drunk. But,
otherwise, why do you call with 7-5?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So, it was fun, and I was hoping to do better. But it really sucks when you got nothing to play with. I mean, That was, I think, the best hand I had besides the ace king. I think early on I had king nine suited. Okay. And I was going to play it, but then somebody was already all in front of me. And I'm like, yeah, not with this. You're going to have to do better than that. But the good news is I didn't waste any hands on a charity tournament.
That's the important
thing. And so when I get to the Commerce on Thursday night, I'm going to get on my hands.
There you go.
And I'm going to put some beatings on people for some real money, hopefully. Our buddy Jerry Bo's already out there playing.
Nice.
He went out a couple days early, staying at the bike. So he's in a tournament right now. I was just checking in on him. Well, guys, you should check in on Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can beautify your backyard with custom outdoor kitchens, patio covers, fire features. I can't wait till we get our place going out in Village Mills because I'm going to be using them. And the one other thing they can do is renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, or your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. And this carved stone's fantastic. It gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's very durable. It's 2 times stronger than concrete. And they stand behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on both residential and commercial projects. And guess what? They're not going to beat you over the head when it comes to money either. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. So there's no surprise that so many people have great things to say about Allied Outdoor. They're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009 and have an A-plus rating. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 in the Beltway today or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate at 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. How much of the football game did you watch last night?
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah?
It was ugly. The Bears looked really strong on defense. At a glance, scored a lot of points. But if you watch that game, you know that they scored a lot of points because their defense just dominated. And kind of what I was saying yesterday, if you're a one-dimensional team, the Bears will crush you. I didn't think that they would be, but I didn't think it'd get that lopsided because when I'm trying to handicap these games, I can't account for fumbles, at the 10, at your own 10. I can't account for pick sixes.
But I
said it was either Redskins or nothing, and I kind of liked the under. The under got broken because the Redskins offense was too inept, which is a rare thing to happen, but that can happen when a quarterback or an offense is so bad that it actually plays against an under.
I think what we saw was very similar to what I think it was more dominant, but very similar to what the Texans' defensive line did to the Chargers' offensive line. Washington's offensive line is a mess right now.
Yeah, especially they need Trent Williams. Yeah,
they need to work that out because when you do that, that's where I think more than anything, that's where turnovers come from is when you get after the quarterback. And you got guys like Khalil Mack back there. I mean, he's just such a beast. And they just chewed up that offensive line. Redskins couldn't run the ball. Keenum throws 3 picks. And they were in his face the whole time. And I think it was a good idea to not change quarterbacks because I don't think it would have done any good.
You put him out there against the Bears, Khalil Mack.
Yeah,
you're not doing him any favors.
He's going to get his head torn off.
Put him out there next week against the Giants.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
And that way you're going up against a rookie quarterback. You could get your guy out there. You could see how he looks. Because the Redskins, I think we all agree – Haskins is one of the bigger question marks of the guys that got taken in the first round.
Right.
And I think we can say the same thing about Daniel Jones. So it's a good thing to know what you've got before you get to next year's draft. Because, now we're seeing teams are willing. Arizona's a good example. They saw 1 year worth of Josh Rosen, and they were like, no, we can do better than this. I'd like to know. I don't think teams should necessarily make a habit of that.
Yeah,
but if you got the wrong guy and you're picking early again, why not try to get a better guy?
Yeah, I think now it's going to be is the guy coaching for his job and
no, well Jay Gruden should be coaching for his job.
But the other thing that Trubisky last night, I mean, his numbers look good, but that guy, I think they don't need him to be great as long as their defense can play like that.
Yeah.
But I still think they need him to take a step forward if they're really going to be legitimate contenders in the NFC. And I'm not seeing it.
Last night was the closest we've come to seeing it.
But even then, he was efficient, and he made some really nice throws, but he still doesn't look like a guy who can carry a team if he has to, which we've seen.
I agree with that.
And the two guys drafted behind him, we've seen them do that. And at some point, I need to see that out of him, because they were playing at such an advantage last night. It was almost the opposite of the 49ers game where the Steelers couldn't score off the turnovers. Bears were feasting on those turnovers. Yeah. But so I still don't know what the Bears are. I do know the Redskins are really, really awful. So 713-780-ESPN.
I was thinking about that. I mean, if you were trying to make who's the five worst teams in the NFL?
Well, I think Dolphins are one. I don't think that's in dispute.
I agree with you. I think there's a handful of teams you could take.
It's close for second, I think. You could take the Jets.
Yeah, although I do think the Jets, by the time the season plays out, I think the Jets finish higher than that because they'll get Darnold back. And I don't think they're going to be great by any stretch, but I think they'll be better than 31. But yeah, I think you could put them there for now.
I still think the Cardinals belong down there. Boy, the Bucks could wind up down there in a hurry.
But the Redskins, the Bengals.
Yeah.
The Giants. I know the Giants won a game, but, I mean, let's be real. The Broncos. I mean, there's a lot of really bad teams.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody will say this out loud, but Pittsburgh Steelers might be that bad by the time it's said and done.
Yeah.
The Dolphins might have two top six, seven picks. We know they're going to have one.
Right. Bass, I'm still new to the gambling game. What's a bad beat? It's losing when you're a significant favorite late in the game or in poker.
Something crazy happens.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have projected happening that drastically changes the outcome of the game.
Yeah. And what is a gutter? It's a gut shot to a straight, basically. There was a jack 10 on the board, which left me with 10 outs twice. So, none of which hit. But yeah, that's what that means. And I don't mind explaining stuff like that because not everybody is. You know, we get a lot of new listeners, and they're not all gamblers. So if you don't know, ask. Happy to say something. Apparently, D'Eriq King is. Showed up today after Holgorsen's press conference. And
he talked to the press?
He did. Both of them did.
Huh.
I believe Jerome was there.
Said all the right things, I bet.
Oh, good. We'll ask Jerome when he gets here. Well, he says he wants to come back, so we'll see. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Hey, guys. You want to save some money? How about refinance your credit card balances, lower your interest rate, and you will save money? You don't have to be a financial expert to do it. Very simple. Right now, you can get a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream with a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is usually over 19%, sometimes a lot higher. You could save thousands of dollars in interest, and you can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. And there's no fees, which is great. The online application's easy. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. So if you've got good credit, just for the Blitzers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Mark says, what does it say about the Bears' run game with all of Patterson's touches? Do they not trust Montgomery and Cohen anymore?
I think the game plan all along was to let those guys determine who earns snaps. I don't think they went into the season feeling like they had a number one running back. I thought it was weird. Like, I think it was like third and one, something like that. And they run a draw with Cohen, which that's not the best move, but okay.
Yeah.
Weighs 120 pounds, but go for it.
Jameson asked, wasn't the U of H game tied before that last score? If so, you could have still lost an OT. But yeah, except even if they hold them to a field goal instead of 70 yards in 14 seconds, you know, you still cover because they were plus 5.5. And so, yeah, that was not good. So I want to play a little game with you. I went and got, I'm going to give you 10 quarterback names, and we're going to just assume that if you get the draft, Pat Mahomes goes number one of all these guys.
Okay.
I think it's fair to assume that, right?
Like all the quarterbacks?
All the younger guys drafted the last couple of 3 years, basically going back to the Watson, Mahomes, Trubisky class.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Pat Mahomes would be, if you had the number one pick and we're just drafting quarterbacks, I think we all take Pat Mahomes, right?
Yes.
So my question would be, who would be the guys to go next? You have the next pick.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw the names out there, and you just think.
Now, the Wentz, Goff, that draft was the year before, right?
Yeah.
We're talking 17, 18, you know, 19 class?
Well, I'll go ahead and throw Goff and Wentz in there for you.
Okay.
So, because I think they're all young enough that they should all play for 10 more years, right?
Yeah, you'd think so. Yeah.
So, Mitch Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, Goff and Wentz, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, and I'll throw Kyler Murray in there for you because I know you're such a big fan of his, because he's not small. He's a large guy.
Okay.
So you have the next pick. Mahomes is gone. Which one of those guys do you take?
Boy.
Because I think there's a tier there that's all pretty close.
I want to take Watson, but I think it's Carson Wentz.
Okay. I would actually take Watson and then Wentz. But what gets interesting after that is, I think Goff probably after that.
Yeah, but I think after, boy, I mean, Goff is good because I think he's with the right coach.
Well,
I
would think if I'm smart enough to hire the right coach.
Yeah, say, well, Mahomes is so great because he's with the right coach.
Yeah.
I'll hear that argument.
And
Deshaun is great in spite of his coach.
But I think those are probably your top five.
Well, that's four.
Well, I mean, Mahomes. We said Mahomes, Watson.
Mahomes, Wentz, Watson.
Goff.
Goff.
Okay, so that's four. So who would be next?
Well,
and the question is how many you would take before Trubisky, I guess.
There's a lot. I mean, because I said the other day, I'm not as impressed with Baker Mayfield as a lot of people are.
I'll take Baker Mayfield over Kyler Murray.
I probably would, too. Would you take Sam Darnold over Baker Mayfield?
Long term, I probably would, yeah.
I think he's a smarter quarterback.
It's close, though.
I mean, and where do you put in Josh Allen?
Boy, he's been so much better than I thought he was going to be.
Lamar Jackson's been better than anybody thought.
I think just because I love the arm and I love the size, he's got to protect the ball better. But I think Josh Allen might top that next group of five for me.
Ahead of Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I need to see more Sam Darnold. Just like I need to see more Kyler Murray. I mean, it's...
All these guys now I need to see more of.
It's not really fair to judge him too much here based on the sample size, but... yeah, but I think.
Oh, I mean, what about Daniel Jones?
Well, yeah, we've seen one
game, but
yeah, I don't know. I got to see more.
He's got some real nice tools, you know that.
Yeah. So, Prescott was part of the Goff draft. I didn't initially include that draft until AJ asked.
Yeah, that's my fault.
But I would probably put if I were in a.
Dak's probably fifth on that list.
Yeah, I would say definitely fifth. Which is pretty damn good.
So I'm still not willing to give up on the upside of Sam Darnold. I think eventually he's going to be really good. He just isn't that right now. So I'll still take Dak over Darnold, but I'll take all five of those guys over Baker Mayfield. But I think you're probably getting it to. And had you asked me this question at the beginning of the season, I would have said, you know what, Mitch Trubisky, he might be in that conversation now. But what I've seen in three games, Mitch Trubisky is not in that conversation. I mean, he's not what I thought he was.
This is the year he has to take a step.
And it looks like he's regressed. And that's a guy who I believe is with a good coach, a good offensive coach.
Yeah, definitely.
And somehow he's not getting it done.
I think the upside guys to me in that group, Lamar Jackson, I think, still has some room to grow. And we've seen a lot of, I mean, he's been really impressive here early. Can he sustain it? Can he sustain the ability to pass the football that he's shown? If he can, that's a guy who could definitely move up. Sam Darnold's a guy who could definitely move up. And I still think Baker's to be determined. I'm not, I was never really that high on him, but I'm not ready to throw him out with the trash yet either. I wonder if he's got the right coach.
Now, how many of those, you know, when you think about those guys over the last 3 years that have been drafted high, and let's not include Josh Rosen since he's already been discarded.
Pretty much. Hey, he started Sunday.
Yeah.
Who'd you rather have, Josh Rosen or Dak?
Yeah. So how many of those guys do you think, if a team is at the top of the draft, our team's going to say, I like the upside of a Tua or a Justin Herbert more than what's here now? Like, could Trubisky be in that conversation? Could the Bears punt on him after this year if this continues?
Boy, I don't think they'll punt on him after this year, and I don't think he'll play bad enough to punt on him. But I think by the end of the season, you might be in that Andy Dalton range where...
Which, by the way, if the Bengals keeps... The Bengals may be interested in one of those two names I just mentioned.
Yeah, and they're maybe bad enough to get one. But I think if he doesn't start... I guess the whole thing is show me you can go out and win a game for your team. And if he doesn't show you that, that doesn't mean he's bad. And then you're kind of in that... You're in that no-fly zone. It's like, what do? And we see this with teams all the time. And you're just going to always thought Ryan Tannehill. It's like, shows enough flashes. Can you win with him? Finally, they realize, no, can't win. So, can't do it. But, yeah, and so much of it comes down to what you have around these guys. Like, I think, you know, I think a guy like Dak, with the offensive line he has, with the running game he has, with the weapons they've finally given him at receiver, I mean, he's in a great situation to be successful. And if he's good enough, that'll be a really good team moving forward. Hard to judge off their first three games. It's just like, yeah, they did what they were supposed to do. They've stomped holes in three bad teams. But so have the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots have stomped holes in three bad teams. So it's hard to tell. And I don't know if you're going to get a fair test with the Saints, because I don't really know what the Saints are without Drew Brees. I mean, that game Sunday didn't really teach me a lot.
Yeah, I think a good way of judging these guys is relative to where they were drafted. So, for instance, the Bears took Trubisky number 2 overall. Where did the Bears – I mean, 3 years, that's enough of a sample time to know how much you've really improved your team. The Bears are improved from then, although actually they traded for that pick. So that wasn't even their pick. They traded up to get that, right?
Yeah, but are they improved because – of him, or because they've drafted incredibly well on defense and added Khalil Mack?
Well, another team who traded up, Kansas City, to get Patrick Mahomes. I mean, obviously they're improved from where they were in 2017. How improved are the Texans from where they were in 2017? Which was another that they got that pick from who? Cleveland?
Yeah.
And I guess they were gonna pick in the mid-20s. So I mean, I guess a reasonable question is, how much better has Deshaun Watson made the Texans?
I think it's a fair question.
Because I do think that Deshaun Watson is significantly better than anything that they've had at quarterback. But is the franchise necessarily in a better place with him?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt. Because your ceiling with the Brian Hoyers of the world was never going to be anything more than first round playoff.
Okay.
I think the ceiling is higher with this guy. Doesn't mean they're going to get there because, you know, I don't know that Bill O'Brien's good enough to get him there. But I also think you're not going to have to spend the rest of, you know, the next 5 years trying to get your franchise quarterback. You know, you got your guy.
Yeah.
Just get the right people around him, which you're trying to do, and see what happens.
Yeah, they finished 2016. They were 9-7. They would have had the 25th pick in the draft.
Right. And they moved up.
Deshaun's first year, they go 4-12. I mean,
and he had what, six
he
starts.
He hardly played.
Yeah, he had six starts. He was 3-3.
I shouldn't say hardly. So he played.
But they also played the Seahawks and the Chiefs and the Patriots. I mean, they were playing really good teams. Yeah. And they were competitive with those teams with him, which was not the case before. So,
but if they fall, I mean, if they're 9-7 this year, that would mean 3 years into the Deshaun Watson project, you're exactly where you were when you got him. And that would probably, that'd be frustrating, certainly.
I don't know. I think a 9-7 with the schedule is going to look a hell of a lot better than your 9-7 from, you know, 2 years ago. Or, and they won 11 games last year with the guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's hard to argue that they're not better with him.
Well, but we,
I mean, I think
when you talk about the schedule, 11 wins with last year's schedule isn't all that impressive either.
How many times had they done that under O'Brien before?
I mean, all they do is finish 9-7 under O'Brien, with the exception of the one time they go 4-12, and then last year.
And Watson was a quarterback last year. If he wasn't, they're probably 9-7 again at best. So, Holly says some of us hyped Lamar up and have been a supporter. He was on my mock draft. Oh gosh, I missed your mock draft, Holly.
I missed it too. That's too bad.
But yeah, I think they're clearly better. So,
you know what's made me feel clearly better? CBDMD.com. That's right. I've been using CBD for years now, and I am a big advocate of it. But it wasn't until recently that I discovered CBDMD.com. And these guys are making super high quality products, topicals, the oil. Which was, it used to be the only way I would take it was just the oil dropper under my tongue. But now they've got these different ways, the CBD Freeze, which is like a menthol roll-on, which gives you a nice cooling sensation on your sore spots. CBD Recover kind of helps fight inflammation after a big workout. CBD Revive, which I used on my sunburn yesterday, which is just a nice little moisturizer. And then they've still got the oils and the gummies. This is really high-quality stuff, and it's all lab tested to ensure that it's clean, zero THC. I've been feeling great since I've started using CBDMD products. I've never felt better. And they want to show you what they've got. So check it out. CBDMD's got a promo code for you guys. 20% off at CBDMD.com and use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I apologize to the Twitchers because it kept kicking me out. So the chat disappears on Twitch when you get kicked out. So if you had anything to say, I didn't get to see it. So, Lamont says, do you still consider the schedule hard with all the recent changes in teams outside of the Patriots and Saints? The schedule does not look as hard as before the season started. Not saying it's easy, but nowhere near what I was expecting. I still think it's a difficult schedule. I mean, you left off the Chiefs, who I think may be the best team in football right now. And look, the Panthers, I'm telling you, with decent quarterback play, which they got last week, this is no lock for the Texans. And I don't know that Kyle Allen's going to be able to repeat that because the Texans are better than the Cardinals. And I still think the Falcons are dangerous. I think the Colts are better than people thought they were going to be without Andrew Luck. So, no, I mean, there are some easy spots on the schedule. I think the Broncos, later in the season especially, I think the Broncos, the Bucks, those look, you know, the Raiders certainly look like a free square. But, you know, I also think, I don't know what the Titans are going to be yet. A lot of people ask him, you know, what about Mariota? And I think if I'm looking at quarterbacks now, I'm pretty much out on Jameis Winston. And Mariota, he just, I don't know. He's another one. He's really in that Tannehill / Dalton.
I'd love Marcus Mariota to be my backup quarterback.
Yeah, but
I'd feel really good about that, honestly.
With but with what you spent for him, you can't do that.
Oh no, I would have never spent that money.
Well, I was talking about draft capital.
Oh, but yeah. Now he's getting to that point where what do? You pay him a long-term contract like they did Andy Dalton? I say no.
See, I still think the guy, he's had a different offensive coordinator almost every year of his career.
Let me tell you something.
I'd like to see some stability around
Marcus
him.
If Marcus Mariota was good, he would have already made some offensive coordinator look like a genius, and they wouldn't let that guy go.
Well, no. Maybe they'd go get head coaching jobs, AJ, which is what happened to his last one.
Yeah.
So it's not all that.
Yeah, but you know how this works. A lot of these guys get, it's not because they did such a great job. It's like a buddy system. But I don't know. And Marcus Mariota, he's always teetered on that. He's okay.
I think his biggest problem, and he gets hurt a lot, and it's almost, and Derek Carr has had a couple seasons like this too, where he's not hurt badly enough to take him out. But he's not 100%.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's been Mariota's whole career. And I feel like Derek Carr's kind of been in the same boat, where, especially coming off the back injury, he was out there all season, but he wasn't the same guy. And he started to look like it a little bit last year. But I just think he's not injury prone to the point where, he's going to miss 10 games. But I think he's injury prone to the point that he's never going to be 100% healthy.
Yeah.
So
looking at Mariota's best season. He was 26 touchdowns, 9 picks, 3,400 yards, 61% completion. And that was 2016. He's gotten progressively worse since then. I don't know. I don't know if I'm looking to invest in this guy as like my answer.
I think with...
What I do like about him is he doesn't turn the ball over as much as some of these other guys.
Yeah.
You know, in today's NFL, it's rare to have a quarterback who can take care of the ball. You want a Mariota's like he's a low risk, low reward quarterback. Like, you want a high risk, high reward. There's very little risk with him, but there's not much upside to him, it doesn't seem like.
I feel like they haven't given him great receivers there, but if you're truly great, you turn those receivers into better players.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's ever going to be great, but I think you just put Andy Dalton on him, too.
I think he's very similar.
Yeah.
I don't think he sucks.
No.
I would just prefer him be my backup.
Yeah, there's just a lot of other guys in the league.
And obviously he won't be a backup for the Titans.
No.
You know, but after this is the last year of his contract, if I'm not mistaken. So after this season,
I don't know. Maybe at some point, if they lose some more games, maybe Tannehill's playing and he is the backup.
Maybe, but for the long term.
Yeah.
He's not their backup for the long. They're not going to pay him after this year to be their backup, but he's in that group of guys where, I would rather have him as my backup and some young project guy who I think has more upside, because I just don't see a lot of upside anymore with Marcus Mariota.
I'm kind of with you. I think you've got enough of a sample size now with guys like Mariota and Winston to know whether or not they're your guy.
Yeah.
And I'll do a little tease here. At 5 o'clock, when we come back, I've got the QBR ratings, and they're pretty eye-opening when it comes to those guys.
Okay.
So after week two, it's now complete.
But it's funny to think about how many teams there are still, and I guess it goes through this every year, but how many teams have question marks on what they want as their quarterback of the future.
Well, it's almost all these guys that have invested high picks.
Because the Bills feel like they've got their quarterback of the future. Agreed?
Yeah, yeah.
The Jets feel like they've got theirs. The Dolphins, I don't think, feel that way.
No, but they're going to have a chance to draft one.
The Patriots probably haven't thought about it in forever, but I don't think they've got one. The Cowboys do. The Giants do. The Eagles do. The Redskins, conceivably do, right?
Maybe. That's you've invested a pretty high pick on him, so at some point you're giving him a shot.
So all the East teams, 7 out of the 8, know what they're doing at quarterback. Well, the Patriots, I guess, don't know their quarterback of the future, but they know their quarterback.
It's probably Tom Brady. Yeah. He's going to play till he's 70.
Ravens know. The Browns know. The Bengals don't know, assuredly.
Yeah.
Do the Steelers know?
Well, they think Ben's coming back next year.
Okay. So, I mean, how much longer is that going to last?
Well, it's going to last at least another year because they don't have a first-round pick.
The Bears, I guess they think they know. They hope they know.
Yeah, at this point, I think you're stuck with him.
The Lions, I guess they know.
Yeah.
The Packers know. Do the Vikings know?
Boy, I don't know.
They got a ton of money invested in it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're committed to him at least for another year.
Texans know. The Colts might know.
Yeah, I think they feel good with Brisket.
The Jags know.
Yeah, well, they may have two of them.
Yeah.
This Minshew kid looks really good.
The Titans, I don't think, know.
Yeah, they're in a...
The Falcons, they know.
Yeah.
The Panthers don't know.
No, they're going to have to be looking for a quarterback.
Almost really everybody else in that division. The Panthers, the Saints, and the Buccaneers don't know. The Broncos?
No.
I don't think they know.
No.
The Chiefs certainly do. The Chargers?
I think if you're looking beyond this year, I still think they're fine for another year of Philip.
Yeah.
But just like the Saints, I think another year of Drew Brees. After that, no, I think they're going to be in the market.
The Raiders know. The Cardinals know. The Rams know. The 49ers know. The Seahawks know. So there's like 5-6 teams out there who...
That doesn't seem like a lot to me. Usually there's a bunch more.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I think it's funny that almost all those the teams that we're talking about, like the Chargers and the Saints have had their guy forever. So at some point,
yeah,
they'll have to deal with it. But you look at a team like, and the same thing with the Steelers. I guess I'll put them in there. At some point, you're going to have to look past Ben. And maybe...
Well, same with the Bengals.
Well, I think the Bengals should be in the market at this point. I think you've seen what your ceiling is with Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton seems to me like a guy, if you, and I don't want to say backup, but if you put him on a really good team, you can win with him. But they're not a really good team.
No.
And you take A.J. Green out of the equation, what's he throwing to? And he needs more help than that.
If Andy Dalton played for the Steelers, how would they look?
I think Steelers would have won Sunday for sure.
Okay.
I think the Steelers would be an 8 or 9 win team with him. I don't think they're that right now.
No.
Mason Rudolph.
Certainly not.
So.
I mean, what if Andy Dalton was with the Bucks? Team like that? Seems like they'd be better, right?
Yeah.
He's just such a low-end guy that it's hard. Like, you know you're not going to win long-term with him.
I feel like if he were, like, say something happened to Lamar Jackson and you needed a guy.
But that's the thing.
Playoffs.
That means he's a backup quarterback. That's what it boils down to.
But I mean, I think you put him on that team, I think they can win games. Just depends. I think it depends
on the
situation.
He's Ryan Fitzpatrick. If he's your backup and you need somebody to fill in for a few games, you can do way worse than him. If you ask him to be your starter and take you to the playoffs through a 16-game season, it's probably unlikely at this point.
He did it like how many years in a row in Cincinnati that made the playoffs? They just never won a playoff game.
It ain't happening now.
But I think... I think he's a little better than that because, I think if you put him on a good team that lost its quarterback, then you could still win with Andy Dalton. Let's say that they start off 0-5 and, not to wish evil on Dak because that'll make everybody pissed. Let's say Dak gets hurt and the Cowboys traded for Andy Dalton. I'd still feel like the Cowboys would be very competitive.
Okay.
And they're not just a playoff team. I think they're a team that can win playoff games. But... I mean, there's not a lot of teams like that. Maybe Seattle. I don't know. Russell Wilson has to carry so much of them right now.
And Russell Wilson doesn't get hurt anyway.
So yeah, that's another thing that makes him so valuable is that guy just never gets hurt.
There's teams like that. Minnesota's a team that they're a pretty good team despite the fact that they've gotten really average quarterback play.
Yeah, I think the Vikings would be really good with Andy Dalton.
So, Andy, you think Andy Dalton's better than Kirk Cousins?
I might actually go ahead and die on that hill.
Yeah, I just think Andy Dalton's just cheaper Kirk Cousins.
Well, I think for what they do, he might be better than Kirk Cousins.
Dollar for dollar, he's certainly better.
Yeah, I the thing about Kirk Cousins is, well, we'll come back to this because we're going to do the QBR and we're going to talk about all these guys.
All right. Texas Star Grill Shop. The fall grill sale is underway and you want to get your hands on the top of the line grill. Texas Star Grill Shop, the place to go. Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Napoleon, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits, which is what I use. Guys, they've got all the best grills at all the best prices. And if you're looking to build an outdoor kitchen, you need to check out Texas Star Grill Shop first. They've got the best prices, some great island solutions to make the purchase even easier. It's a great store. I mean, they treat you right as a customer. They've got craft beer on tap for you when you walk in the door, and while you're sitting there deciding on your future grill, they're going to talk you through the process, make sure you find the grill that's right for you. They're going to set it up for free, free delivery, free assembly. Stop by and check them out, guys. Texas Star Grill Shop, located at 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston or 8905 Louetta in Spring. Always open online at TexasStarGrillShop.com. If you're in the market for a new grill, don't just go anywhere. Go to the best, Texas Star Grill Shop, TexasStarGrillShop.com.